Track 31, Unit 5, Listening 2, Part 2, Sentence Completion.
Right, let's start by talking about the selection procedure. What do you have to do in order to become a firefighter? Well, it's a fairly rigorous process with a range of different tests. We don't insist on any academic qualifications, but potential recruits do have to take a short educational test. Now, this test is aimed at assessing basic literacy and numeracy, or in other words, reading, writing, and arithmetic. But we also look at a candidate's people skills, because community work, dealing with the public, is such an important part of the job nowadays. And I'll say a bit more about that later. Now, you may be surprised to hear that firefighters no longer have to be a minimum height. Instead, they do a series of physical tests which are designed to measure things like how tightly they can grip things or whether their back and legs are strong enough. If they get through this stage, they go on to the next one, the practical awareness day, which involves fitness tests, checks to see if claustrophobia is a problem, and practical tasks such as ladder climbing. Of course, both sexes are accepted into the force, though I have to say women are still very much in the minority. In case you're wondering, we've had up to 5 women working with us at Hove Fire Station at any one time in the past. At the moment, though, there are just 3 on the workforce. Okay, what's next? Well, as you know, firefighters are on call 24 hours a day. So let me just say a little bit about how the shift system works. At Hove, we operate an 8-day rota. That means a firefighter works 2 9-hour day shifts, followed by 2 15-hour night shifts. And then we get 4 days off before starting again. It's a continuous cycle. A typical shift begins with the watch parade, which is where one shift hands over to the next. Now, this is a fairly formal affair, and it's compulsory for everyone to wear full uniform. After that, if it's a day shift, mornings are taken up with training and equipment checks. We have to make sure that vital equipment, such as our breathing apparatus, is in perfect working order. And our fire engines, of course, have to be checked from top to bottom, too. Afternoons are usually given over to community safety work, which is what I mentioned at the beginning. So, for example, we do a lot of home safety visits, where we give advice to vulnerable people, such as the elderly and disabled, on how to keep their homes safe. And we'll fit smoke alarms if they haven't got them installed already. One question I often get asked at these talks is, what is your busiest time? Well, we tend to get called out more in the evening rather than during the day. That's the time when shops and other business premises are left unattended, and also when most people are at home, cooking and so on. As you might expect, the majority of fires are domestic ones. The fires themselves often take only minutes to put out, but clearing up afterwards can take several hours. We have to do everything we can to prevent the danger of a fire reigniting. So that means taking all the floors up, getting flammable things like carpets out of the building and so on. So, what's it like being a firefighter? Well, obviously, it's dangerous work. And any firefighter who said that he had never felt frightened would be fooling himself and you. But it's all a matter of control. It's what we've been trained for, and we learn to control feelings such as fear. But quite apart from the danger and the drama of the job, it's obviously very satisfying being out on the street, knowing that you're helping the public, doing something useful. I certainly don't think I'd be able to do any other job.